KPBS On Demand is supported by Marakal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Marakal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, September 5th. The San Diego Convention Center could soon be expanded thanks to a judge's order. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. National City has become the latest city to consider a ban on homeless encampments, following the Supreme Court's Grant Pass decision. So far, National City has taken a more gentle approach to homelessness, focusing on outreach and housing programs. But Mayor Ron Morrison said the Supreme Court's ruling has changed the calculation.
The Supreme Court has spoken, the state has spoken, our shelter is open. It's time for us to avail ourselves of that before we get to be the brunt of everything here in this region.
The City Council will make a final decision in the coming weeks. Any day now, Governor Gavin Newsom could sign a bill that would completely ban plastic bags in California. Voters approved a similar ban in 2016, but a loophole has allowed plastic bags if they are thick enough to reuse. According to Cal Recycle, plastic grocery bags made up more than 231,000 tons of waste in the state in 2021. If signed into law, grocers and other retailers would have to only offer paper bags to customers who do not bring their own bags starting on January 1, 2026. San Diego County is experiencing a heat wave that will last into next week, and people who work in the heat are taking precautions. Vince Farron was overseeing a crew digging a trench in downtown San Diego yesterday.
We got to keep going no matter what. We don't really get a choice to stop, so... Like I said, we keep coolers on the truck, keep the guys cool, waters, stuff like that. We have a shade, and then take breaks when we can, try and stay cool.
Other people who manage outdoor work crews say you need to get ahead of hydration, not fall behind. Take plenty of breaks, use more staffing, and don't expect to work as fast as you otherwise would. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
San Diego is one step closer to expanding its downtown convention center. Metro reporter Angie Bowen says a judge has validated the project's funding plan.
In March 2020, more than 65% of San Diego voters said yes to Measure C. It would raise the city's hotel room tax to fund a convention center expansion. But the measure has been stuck in limbo after opponents sued. They argue Measure C required a two-thirds majority. A San Diego judge last week ruled against them. Michael Colantuno is the attorney for the San Diego Tourism Authority. He says the ruling will benefit San Diego's economy.
The convention center is a real driver of the tourism economy. It puts a lot of heads in beds, as the hotel industry puts it, and draws a lot of people who will come for a convention and then tag on a weekend or come before, bring the family, bring the kids.
The plaintiffs in the case say they are planning an appeal. It must be filed within 30 days. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
There are nearly 1,800 pets at the San Diego Humane Society, and more than 800 of them are ready for new homes. And if you've been on the fence about adopting a pet, well, this weekend may be the perfect time. The San Diego Humane Society is waiving all adoption fees on Saturday for a special Clear the Shelters Day. If you can't make it out this weekend, all adoption fees will also be reduced by 50% during Clear the Shelters Month, which runs through Tuesday. Joining me to talk about the event is San Diego Humane Society President and CEO, Dr. Gary Weitzman. Dr. Weitzman, welcome to the San Diego News Now podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Debbie. And it's really great to talk to you about an issue that's been a real challenge for us this past year.
Very good. Can you tell us more about the Clear the Shelters Day and the reason behind the event?
Sure. Clear the Shelters is a program that started, I believe, in Texas about 14 years ago, and it's grown every year. And now it's gone way beyond just a few states in the Southwest to a national program that has got national sponsorship. And almost every shelter in the United States participates in one way or another. Some are not able to, and that's unfortunate because it really helps all of us to get those animals into homes before the start of the fall.
And right now, it seems like we need it more than ever. Why do you think you have so many pets in your care right now?
We do. And it's not just San Diego Humane. Shelters across the country are so over capacity on dogs. We've never seen anything like this before. Here in San Diego, we've got an extremely large shelter. The San Diego Humane Society is one of the biggest in the country, and we've never seen dog numbers like this. We almost hit 900 dogs last month in August, which is crazy. So that's the number of dogs in care. And every single day, we have 50 to 100 more coming in our doors. And that's an awful lot of dogs to get into homes. That's the problem.
Are you seeing more people surrendering their pets?
We are. We're seeing a couple things. One, people are surrendering their pets. And we think that that is most likely due to the cost of animal care, cost of pet care. You know, that's a billions and billions and billions of dollars industry in itself. But the cost of veterinary care, the cost of housing, especially here in San Diego, the cost of maintenance for those animals, that is really making it difficult, if not for some people, impossible to keep their pets. We want to help them at San Diego Humane to find ways to keep them. That's our major goal, our major mission, find ways to help them keep their pets and not have to come into a shelter. But a major reason is the cost of care. The other thing is that there was a lot of talk about people returning their pets after the pandemic. And nationally, we never saw that. But what we are seeing is the ramifications of slowing down spay-neuter during those years of COVID. And I think we are paying the piper now with a lot of unwanted litters and the difficulty that people have to spay-neuter their animals due to cost and accessibility. And those are also problems that we're trying to fix here at San Diego Humane. But I think we're definitely feeling the pain of having slowed down spay-neuter during COVID. And we did that to preserve personal protective equipment for hospitals. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a reason other than the best of intentions, but this is what we're living with.
And do you have any donations in place or something people can do to help alleviate some of the issues when it comes to being able to provide for your pet?
Yeah, we have a lot of programs that are here specifically and 100% to do that. We've got a brand new community veterinary hospital that is open 5 days a week, and it is dedicated to people that have financial or have faced financial barriers to going to their own vet or have never gone to a vet before or have accessibility issues getting into a veterinarian. We have three veterinarians on staff. We're here 5 days a week. It is open to the public as long as you qualify financially, and we only ask that you do that through integrity and let us know that you're having financial problems going to your vet, and we want to see you and help you keep that pet. The second thing is we have, as you mentioned, over 1,800 animals here in the shelter. More than 800 of them right now are dogs waiting for adoption. We will do anything that we can to help people hold on to their pets. So a lot of animals we get come into San Diego Humane because they've had a medical issue or an emergency or a trauma that is too expensive for their family to pay for out in the regular world. So they'll come to us and often surrender their pet because of that. We've got a program called our CARE program. We want people to come to us if they're facing that last chance effort to keep their pet. We want to do that service for them, the medical care, and then we want to give that animal back to that family.
Can you explain to us a little bit about the adoption process?
The process is easy. We want you to come in, to, take a look on the website first, sdhumane.org. Take a look and see. We've got all of our animals available for adoption on the website. Come in. We'll have you will pair you up with an adoption counselor, and he or she will walk you through the shelter and focus on what you're looking for, help you with decisions, and then help you meet that animal. And then you fill out the paperwork and you can go home that same day, that same hour, hopefully, with the animal that you wanted to take home. And the thing that we want people to know is it is incredibly hard to predict how that animal is going to do in your home or how your family's going to do with the animal. So we have an adoption guarantee where, hey, if it just doesn't seem like it's working, come back. You've done an incredible heroic job of getting that dog or cat or bunny out of the shelter for a little while. And you've given us more information than we ever could have had before on what that animal needs in a new home. Come back, no questions asked. We refund everything. One other thing would be just, we'd love to get fosters. If someone's not ready to be an adopter, be a foster for a weekend, a week, a month. That will save lives too.
Perks and benefits. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of benefit services we get with the San Diego Humane Society with an adoption through you?
The animals that we send home, we've estimated it's probably $1,000 or more worth of care that we've given that animal. So those animals are all spayed and neutered. They're all microchipped. They're all, to that point, up to date on their vaccines, although they may need a booster. We give everybody a month's worth of free pet insurance, and that's incredibly helpful. We have connections with private practice vets that will see you for free within 1 month of coming to us. And then you have the support of one of the largest shelters in the United States behind you for behavior support, for medical support, for really anything else you need for the rest of that animal's life.
Dr. Weissman, I wish you much success this weekend with Clear the Shelters. I've been speaking with San Diego Humane Society President and CEO, Dr. Gary Weissman. Dr. Weissman, thank you for joining me on the San Diego News Now podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. It was a pleasure to be here.
A hidden gem in Vista is turning 25 this year. North County reporter Alexander Wynn takes us to a secret garden and tells us why it's so special to the people there.
Up in the hills of Vista, behind a public park, lies a secret garden filled with turtles, butterflies, and the occasional dragonfly.
Unless you go up to the top of the hill looking for us, you wouldn't know we're here.
But the secret garden is actually 17 gardens in all.
I refer to it as a boutique botanical gardens.
The Alta Vista Botanical Gardens was founded in 1999, but its history stretches back further. In the 1960s, retired surgeon Paul Smiggin and his wife Martha bought this property inside Branco Terrace Park. It was their vacation home.
It's a haven of nature and beauty.
And the couple loved the wildlife here.
The gardens has many little creatures. And big ones, too. We have some of the most beautiful red-tailed hawks.
The couple left the 16-acre property to charity, and the city of Vista bought it in 1990 for nearly $2 million and incorporated it as part of Branco Terrace Park. In 1999, the city designated much of the land as a public garden to be managed by a nonprofit foundation. That's how Vista Botanical Garden Foundation and the gardens came to be.
We signed a lease with the city of Vista for 99 years. It was a barren hillside, and with the help of volunteers over the 25 years, we've turned it into a beautiful area for discovery and adventure.
Rusty Dixon is the manager at Alta Vista Botanical Gardens. She says it's not just a public space, but also a place where cherished family memories are made and milestones are celebrated. The gardens hold a special place in her heart.
I had a memory pop up on my phone. It's us standing in front of that chain link. Well, it's my kids standing in front of that chain link, and they must have been 5 and 6, and now they're 18 and 19.
Dixon proudly shows off her children, Carson and Addison, as she shows us around the children's garden. It's the first garden after the entrance.
My children grew up here. We started with kids in the gardens classes.
Dixon's children are now in college, which leaves her more time to dedicate to the gardens.
Seeing the 360 view, what needs to be done, how to get it done. My weakness in the past has been plants. But I said in the past, because every day I'm learning something new.
The garden's mission is to educate, protect, and preserve endangered habitats. Part of that is letting people experience nature and showing them the trees and plants from different parts of the world.
So this is what we call our Madagascar garden, and all of these are primarily from Madagascar, hence the name.
Of course, it wouldn't be Madagascar without a baobab tree. But here, it's represented by a sculpture.
It was donated by our artist, Robert Rochin, in 2015. And you can see the beautiful bougainvillea that is sharing its space.
It's not the only sculpture at Alta Vista. Some of them take you to the past.
And these are our cycads.
The prehistoric past.
And right behind you is one of our prehistoric dinosaur sculptures.
There are Deinonychus and Spinosaurus. They were done by artist Ricardo Priseda, the same artist who made the dinosaur sculptures in Borrego Springs. At Alta Vista, his sculptures include a scorpion, giraffe, and a serpent. There are dozens of sculptures from different artists around the gardens. For a place that's mostly volunteer-run, Dixon says turning 25 is a huge milestone.
And to celebrate it, we are having a fundraising gala.
She says the entrance and membership fees only cover a portion of the expenses of running the gardens. The rest is made up by donations, so the funds raised by the gala will help the garden remain open for many years, allowing future generations to enjoy it, just as her kids have. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
The Alta Vista Botanical Gardens 25th Anniversary Gala is this Saturday starting at 5 p.m. You can find more information in our community events calendar at kpbs.org/events. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Toyota.com is where you can find details and information on all new Toyotas, along with all the latest offers, different models, available inventory, and even request personal help if there's a question. All online. Toyota.com. We make it easy.